WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
Welcome to the show. I am Jason Qualls, commission-free, certified financial planner, and this is Financial Coaching Radio, the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. 893-1450 is the number. The web address, financialcoachingradio.com. Click email. We'll take money questions via email or any of the social media links there on the website at financialcoachingradio.com. And we're going to talk about mortgages today, how to get a mortgage if you're self-employed, with lending restrictions being a bit tighter than they were in the mid-2000s before the housing bubble burst. You have to jump through quite a bit more hoops if you're self-employed. Don DeLore with Guaranty Trust, mortgage lending expert, will weigh in on how to help the self-employed get a mortgage loan. But first, I want to talk about something I found very interesting. And it's an article written by nerdwallet.com, and it's kind of a funny sounding website, but they carry some clout in the financial media area because of who runs the website. And the website's ran by an MIT graduate with a degree in quantitative finance and also mathematics. They also have another founder of the website that has a degree in economics from Stanford. So by far, these folks are not dumb people. So they get commented on a lot in the mainstream media like CNBC, Bloomberg, etc., when they write unique stories. And they wrote a unique story talking about if you have debt, why you shouldn't listen to Dave Ramsey. And of course, on this show, we always want to give it to you straight and tell you what's going on in the financial services world, the financial media world. So we're going to do just that. But again, this article here is written by, I believe she has a degree from Brown University in economics and mathematics, I believe. Brown, Ivy League school. So all three of the people involved with this article, I would say, know their math pretty well. And then that's a lot about what personal finance is about, is math. But before I get into this, I want to talk about a few things as a precursor. You know how certain things become irrelevant and insignificant? And I thought of the internet in the mid-90s when it became, I don't want to say introduced, but it's when most of us got introduced to it. When we first heard about the internet, bought a computer, the old desktop, all we really used it for was what, AOL, chat rooms, maybe some email, looking at funny videos on the internet. Now, not a day goes by that you probably don't use it for work, to get your information, maybe even look at financial information, look at health information. We use it in our daily lives, but 10, 15 years ago, we just thought it was just a toy. So that's the opposite of becoming irrelevant, but the point of that is, things change over time. They become more relevant or irrelevant. Same thing for cell phones. When you first had a cell phone, did you ever think you'd be able to check your email, talk with friends any day of the week? Now everyone has smartphones, and they don't even have a home phone anymore. And that's all evolved in the last 5 or 6 years. The opposite holds true for some of these financial gurus, in my opinion. Now, 20 years ago, when Homeboy started spouting all this stuff out on the radio, there was nothing out there as far as advice goes. advisor. There weren't really any financial advisors to speak of. They were insurance salespeople and stockbrokers and some bankers. But the world has evolved. There's certified financial planners. There's high-quality CPAs out there giving financial advice. There's chartered financial analysts giving sound and sophisticated investing advice. So maybe Mr. Ramsey, with his oversimplified approach to personal finance, is becoming irrelevant and insignificant. But NerdWallet.com wrote this article about got debt, don't listen to Dave Ramsey. And I've already gave the credentials of the folks, their math credentials of the folks who are behind this. MIT mathematics graduate. Come on, nobody can compete with that around here. It says, if you're drowning in debt, one of the worst things you can do is listen to conventional wisdom. Between Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, and Jim Cramer on CNBC, a lot of the stuff that seems simple is just outright wrong. If you're looking to get debt-free, it's important to take the personalities out of personal finance, personalities being the gurus, like Mr. Ramsey. So what's wrong with the debt snowball? He starts off. The famed Dave Ramsey advocates the snowball theory of debt relief. After making minimum payments, you work towards paying off your smallest debt first, then gradually move up to your largest. Dave Ramsey tells you to ignore the interest rate on your debts and instead focus on the momentum granting psychological satisfaction that comes with paying off your debt. But there are two problems with this, the author writes. If your highest interest debt is also your largest, you'll end up paying a lot more interest. And number two, if all your debts are large, you won't get any psychological benefit at all. Ramsey says that you'll be motivated to stick with your savings and debt plan if you have the satisfaction of closing accounts. And that motivation, according to him, is worth paying more interest for. So they did an illustration about the debt snowball. And what it can cost you, follow. Because Ramsey says almost every day, don't worry about interest. Don't worry about it. You need to pay off your smallest to largest. And they gave an illustration that said, if you have three debts, all three with a $500 a month payment, all three are debts ranging from $5,000 to $15,000, I misspoke, and you have $500 a month in which to pay them off with. And if you use Dave Ramsey's debt snowball, on those three debts, first debt being an auto loan for $5,000 at 3%, second loan being a $8,000 student loan at 8%, the third loan and the largest being a $15,000 credit card at 18%, all with minimum payments, but you have $500 to do the debt snowball. Using Ramsey's method, it's going to take 101 months, or about 8.5 years, to get you out of debt, and you'll pay over $22,000 in interest. That's a pretty substantial amount. That's about what you had borrowed. But instead, if you do the mathematically sound method of paying off your highest interest debt first, you'll be debt-free in 86 months, just over 7 years. And you'll pay off a total interest amount of $14,600. So, what does all that say? If you follow Dave Ramsey's method, it costs you almost $8,000. And you're out of debt 1 year, 3 months longer. It takes you 1 year and 3 months longer to pay off your debt. That's just math. And that's a whole lot of the stuff that I harp on Mr. Financial Peace about, because he loses his calculator in personal finance and he says what sounds good. He says what will sell him books and seminars, not stuff that's mathematically proven. And it goes on to say, following Ramsey's advice has a pretty steep financial penalty. In this simple example, an $8,000 penalty. I don't know if that doesn't motivate you psychologically, and getting out of debt 1 year sooner doesn't motivate you psychologically. I don't know what would. So let's look at problem two. If motivation is what you're after, because remember, Ramsey says disregard the interest rate because you get psychological satisfaction. So problem two, if motivation is what you're after. Well, did you know? Well, let's look at the loans. The auto loan could be paid off, which is the smallest debt, in about 18 months, given we had $500 per month to devote to debt. 18 months. Psychologists estimate anywhere from 21 to 66 days to form a new habit. If you can pay off a balance in 3 months, then you might get some psychological satisfaction from the debt snowball. But if you pass the 66-day threshold, saving and paying off your debt becomes ingrained, and it doesn't matter short or long term. See the point? It doesn't even have the psychological factors to back it up. You're going, most debts you have are going to take you more than 2 or 3 months to pay off. So there will be no psychological satisfaction from the debt snowball, like he claims, according to psychologists. And then if you do have debts, you're paying off your largest debt first, or your highest interest debt first, excuse me. And once you've done it more than 3 months, you're going to have it ingrained as a habit anyway that you want to pay down that debt, according to studies. So, I agree with these MIT people. I didn't need them to tell me that the math didn't work. I knew that paying off higher interest debt would save you interest, or paying off higher interest debt first would save you interest. But it makes the claim, but I always was bought into the fact, just like many of you, well, people do need that psychological satisfaction. But when you turn to the experts, math experts and psychologists, they say it's all just a bunch of BS. So once again, the person that has millions of followers, almost cult-like, is not giving you the truth. He's not telling it like it is. He waters down financial advice just for the sole purpose to sell you a $20 book and to get you to buy a ticket to come hear him speak. That is his agenda. That is it. Nothing wrong with that. But know what he's all about before you just blindly trust any radio show host like him or Orman or anybody else, even me. You need to do your own digging, find out what really works. And I find it hard to argue with an MIT math graduate, economic Ivy League graduates to say that they're incorrect. I'm sure they've done their research. So, got debt? Don't listen to Dave Ramsey, according to NerdWallet.com. We're going to take a break. 893-1450 is the number. Or go to the website, FinancialCoachingRadio.com. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free, certified financial planner.
Are you worried because a spouse or family member needs long-term nursing home care? Estate planning attorney John Baker can help. Protect your assets so you can leave something behind for your family. Call 896-5621. That's 896-5621, or go to bakercounsel.com.
Hey folks, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner and host of Financial Coaching Radio. I get asked all the time, why do I do this radio show? Well, quite frankly, I got tired of all the inaccurate advice from so many other financial talk radio shows, and I decided to take a stand. You deserve the truth. Financial planning isn't always simple because we all have very unique financial lives. There isn't a book, a seminar, TV, or radio show that can give you a quick fix. I wish it were that easy. So on Financial Coaching Radio, I make a promise to always give it to you straight. Join me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner, every weekday at 1 p.m. right here on WGNS or FinancialCoachingRadio.com.
Getting a mortgage doesn't have to be complicated. You just need an expert on your team. Don DeLore with Guarantee Trust has over 30 years of experience. Let him find the right mortgage that meets your needs. With in-house underwriting, he can close your loan in just a few short weeks, not months like the other guys. Great rates, 30 years of experience, and in-house underwriting. Give Don a call at 907-2611 or visit dondelore.com.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
None of us know what tomorrow may bring. It's not a question of if bad things will happen, it's when. Your loved ones shouldn't have to struggle to make ends meet if you were to die too soon, become sick, or disabled. A sound financial plan is built on a strong foundation, a foundation of proper life insurance, disability insurance, and health insurance. You know you need it, so stop putting it off and call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527. That's 224-9527, or visit CurtisFinancialGroup.com. www.mortgagefinancialplanner.com.
Weather Eye.
Lots of sunshine this afternoon, high in the upper 80s. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 62. Lots of sunshine on Friday, high of 90. Friday night, mainly clear, low 64. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 82.
It's time to go fishing in Tennessee. Murfreesboro Outdoors has everything you need for your next trip to the lake. From catfish to bass, you'll find the perfect rod and lure.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Broad Street next to International Paper.
Welcome back to the show, Financial Coaching Radio, 893-1450 is the number. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. We were off yesterday because of the Braves, Atlanta Braves, and I was checking some of their stats. They have the highest winning percentage in baseball. I didn't know that.
I did not either.
No. Leading the division by 14 games is the closest person, per what I saw. I wasn't aware they're doing. I don't get to follow baseball as much as I like. I used to. But anyway, back what we were talking about, this MIT, founder of this website, nerdwallet.com, and Stanford economics graduate, writing that you should not follow Dave Ramsey's get-out-of-debt advice. And the simple example they gave was because if you look at paying off debt smallest to largest in their example, using Dave Ramsey's philosophy, it takes you over a year longer to get out of debt and costs you $8,000 more in interest. So they have some tips about if you really need to stay motivated, because that's the premise behind paying off debt smallest to largest and not looking at interest rates, is that you're supposed to become more psychologically motivated because you get some small wins, as he says on that show. And there's psychologist studies, that show that unless you're going to pay off a debt in 2 or 3 months, you're not going to get any psychological benefit from it. So if your debts are going to take you longer than 3 or 4 months and beyond to pay that first one off in the debt snowball, it's not really worth it. So they do give you some tips at nerdwallet.com, some websites today that are relevant in the personal finance world, that if you're needing a psychological boost for paying off debt, check out these couple of apps for your smartphone and websites. Stickk.com, S-I-S-T-I-C-K-K.com. It lets you set a goal and then put your money where your mouth is. You assign a referee and get support from your friends. Why is that important? Because being held accountable is going to be the ticket to sticking with your debt payoff plan. It's used for losing weight, quitting smoking, and getting rid of debt. So stickk.com, stick.com, and another one, saveup.com. It gives you incentives to keep saving rather than spending. You link your bank accounts to your SaveUp profile. And if you're diligent about paying down your debts, you'll earn rewards like drawings for money and vacation and cars and a lot of other things. You get incentives for using that app or website. So there's things out there that can actually give you the psychological motivation that you need. But they also, in these two apps, I like them because they give you accountability. They let you hold yourself accountable or give others to hold yourself accountable, especially the stick.com one. Because you can tell your friends, hey, I'm getting out of debt. And they'll ask how you're doing. So they can see your stuff. I think that's pretty cool.
Yes.
I think that's awesome. So what is the point of all of that? Is it just because I love to bash Ramsey? No, it's not at all. I think he's helped millions of people, and I think that's great. But I do think it's time for him to just open up his eyes to the truth and the math and start telling things like it is. Some things in personal finance aren't that easy to explain. And it's not about getting someone to take action. It's about actually telling them the truth, helping them develop a plan that's right for them, not some cookie-cutter approach like he does. That is my problem with it. Too many blanket statements, and I believe they do a lot of harm for the listeners of his show. And I wish he would just start telling people the truth. Because, let's face it, the guy's got the gift of gab. He is one of the greatest communicators there is on talk radio. If anyone could communicate tough to understand personal finance principles, it will be that guy. Far more talented than I am. But it's just when he oversimplifies personal finance, I believe he's lying to you and misleading you and doing you a great disservice. That's my opinion, anyway. Let's switch gears. We don't want to leave out the Rutherford Romp. The Rutherford Romp is a 5K.
Yes.
5K rain race, and you got a 1 mile fun run walk for the kids if need be.
Yes. And all ages on the fun run too as well. So if you had an injury or something and you can just walk, then just walk the mile.
And it's all being put on by Guaranty Trust.
Yes.
And your sponsors benefiting a local charity. And some of the sponsors that are part of this event is Carrabba's, Carriage Lane, which I believe what they have, it's a historical home or district where they have, what, wedding receptions and recitals, that
yes,
kind of thing.
Yes, they do. Downtown Murfreesboro, Carriage Lane Inn.
Carriage Lane Inn, Carrabba's. You also have Tangerine Salon and Spa and RSV Contractors.
RSU Contractors.
RSU Contractors.
Yes.
RSU Contractors. So a lot of great sponsors associated with this event. You can go to RutherfordRomp.com. It's on October 5th. And you can register there. You can also go to FinancialCoachingRadio.com. And there's a link there on the website to get you to the registration page. And there's a small sign-up fee, but it's going to be beautiful weather, early fall, early October.
It's going to be awesome. It's at 7:30 in the morning. So
before all the football games.
Before all the games, everything.
And I think that's MTSU's homecoming day.
Yes, it is. And we know the parade goes off and everything like that. You'll be just about finished with the race and be able to head over to the parade. So it's awesome.
Well, that'd be pretty cool. It's going to be a busy day.
It will be.
Go run a 5K, go watch a parade, and go watch a football game.
That's it. Let's make it happen.
RutherfordRomp.com is the website if you want to sign up, learn more about the 5K being held October 5th by Guaranty Trust, or you can go to FinancialCoachingRadio.com, and there's a link that clearly shows Rutherford Romp 5K there on the website. Anything else we need to know about the 5K, Don?
Just that it's benefiting the Child Advocacy Center, and that's sexually abused children here in the county, and it's a great charity for us to give to. We're really excited about all the momentum building with the race, and Guaranty Trust is proud to have those sponsors, Carrabba's and Carriage Lane Inn and Tangerine and RSU Contractors. It's awesome. So we're very pleased to have them as part of our group.
Well, that's cool. And Don, after the break, we're going to talk about getting mortgages if you're self-employed. Is that still a struggle today?
It very much is, definitely, Jason, for sure.
And I know if people out there, probably a lot of buyers are on the fence if they're self-employed and say, well, I can't get a loan. There's lending restrictions are too tight. My income is too variable. I've been turned down before. I don't want to go through that again. And so you can answer some questions today about what they need to be doing to qualify for that mortgage.
I'll be glad to, and there's a lot of things they can do, but really preparation is where I'm going to stop at right now. Prepare for what you're trying to do.
So think ahead.
Correct.
And there's some things they need to be doing to make sure that you can't just say, well, I'm ready for a loan. You need to be planning this out probably maybe a year or 2 to 3 years in advance.
And certainly if you're self-employed, you want to look at that, because if you don't have things quite right, you may need to rearrange a few things.
Well, we're going to take a break and get to that, and I also have some interest rate history I'm going to share with the listeners. 30 years of history of interest rates. Everybody's flipping out because now we're at a 4.5% interest rate. Let's talk about where we've been and where we've came from, and also look at housing prices in relation to those mortgage rates. So all that coming your way and much more. 893-1450 is the number. FinancialCoachingRadio.com is the website. Click on that Rutherford Romp link there on the website and sign up for that 5K on October 5th. We're back in just a few. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner.
Get the latest local real estate information, lawn and garden tips, and more Saturdays at noon on the Rutherford Home Show with Dean Higley and Dave Grover here on WGNS.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Nathan Butler. Thousands of backlogged rape kits in Memphis will be tested. The Memphis City Council awarded $500,000 to the police department's budget to pay for more than 2,200 of the 8,000 untested kits. and Alexander Challenger has pulled the plug.
Tea Party activist Kevin Kukoge is abandoning plans to run against incumbent U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander in next year's Republican primary. Kukoge says his months-long preparations to challenge Alexander were sidetracked by State Representative Joe Carr's decision to get into the race 2 weeks ago.
TRN's Dan Item. The Tennessee Supreme Court has reinstated a $43.8 million verdict for a Memphis child who was paralyzed in an auto accident. According to court records, Billy Mills was 6 years old on January 18th of 2002 when he was riding in the back seat of his father's car when a drunk driver crossed the line and hit the car head-on. Ford Motor Company was held to be partially at fault for Billy's injuries due to issues with the seatbelt, and the company was ordered to pay $6.5 million.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-841-0280. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-841-0280. Call 800-841-0280. That's 800-841-0280.
MTSU officials are making a six-city tour of Tennessee.
MTSU's top administrators and deans will meet with prospective students in six cities in September and October as part of its annual True Blue Tour. Deans of the eight academic colleges and financial aid and admissions counselors will be available to answer questions in the cities.
TRN's Dave Arrowwood. Tennessee Titans safety Michael Griffin is hosting a celebrity fundraiser tomorrow for a program that provides bags of healthy foods for disadvantaged high school kids to take home on the weekends. Last year, Griffin Sacks for Kids charity provided more than $16,000 for that program. And the final former Vanderbilt football player accused of rape is out of jail. Brandon Vandenberg was released on bond Wednesday night. This is TRN.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by Omniot Restaurant in Smyrna, the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Hello, I'm Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage.
And Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday for the Rutherford Home Show, presented by Old South Properties.
We are joined each week by local professionals to give helpful information about your home and the local community.
We also give you local real estate stats and rate information.
Join us here on WGNS for the Rutherford Home Show.
Saturdays at noon with Dean Higby and Dave Gober here on WGNS.
Well, let's check some more of those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Welcome to our community, all of you here, for the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Association's Classic Equine Eastern U.S. Championships. That's over at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum through Saturday. The Alzheimer's Memory Walk is this Saturday morning at 8:30 over at the beautiful Gateway Island. That's right behind the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. 8:30 Saturday morning. And the Generation for Creation's 11th Annual Talent Contest, Reflections of Love, is Saturday afternoon at 4 at the Patterson Park Community Center. The admission is $7. Hey, the Tennessee Walker Square Dance Club invites you to come on over, have some fun with them at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, 7:30 Saturday night. And the Tennessee Valley Winds are offering a free concert Sunday at 2. This is over at the Stones River Greenway at the end of Kaysen Trail, 2 o'clock Sunday. And the Bel Air Baptist Church Choir and Orchestra are presenting a hymn sing 6 o'clock Sunday evening at Bel Air Baptist Church. That's at 1307 North Rutherford Boulevard, 6 o'clock this Sunday night. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Weather Eye.
Lots of sunshine this afternoon, high in the upper 80s. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 62. Lots of sunshine on Friday, high of 90. Friday night, mainly clear, low 64. from WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now it's 82.
Sunshine Nutrition Center is your full-range health food store. We offer supplements, grocery items, pet food, fresh produce, juice bar, and a deli. Come visit us at Sunshine Nutrition Center for all your healthy needs in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna.
That's Kim Hilsman.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back, 893-1450, financialcoachingradio.com. And this is the one show, if you didn't know it already, where I'm just going to give you the truth about personal finance, nothing less, nothing more. And the market not doing too much because of some bad economic news earlier. We did have a pop this morning. Dow Jones up about 20 points, S&P 500 index up about 3 at the moment. I want to get into the history of interest rates with Don DeLore of Guaranteed Trust. DonDeLore.com is his website. 30 years of experience in the mortgage lending business. And then we're going to get into how to get a mortgage if you're a small business owner, self-employed. So mortgage interest rates. I looked at FreddieMac.com, and I got 30 years of interest rate history. And starting in 1972, the average 30-year mortgage, 30-year fixed mortgage, was 7.3%. Almost double where we've been in the last few years.
Yes.
In 82, it went to 16%. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I couldn't even imagine. You own a home, 16%.
No, that's got to be an average.
Yeah, that's the average.
Because it was high as 21 and 22 when I first got into
this.
This
is all averages of the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. In 92, it had dropped down to 8.4%. By 2002, it was at 6.4%. And then fast forwarding another decade, 2012, the average 30-year mortgage was 3.6%. And it got down in January of 2013, this year, to 3.4%.
Yes.
And I bring that up because that's not a huge deviation from the average in 2012. But now, August 2013, we're at 4.5%. That's one full point in 8 months. Which really most of that came in 2 months, in May and June.
6 weeks or so, yes.
But 4.5% 30-year rate is better than it's been in 20 years.
Yes.
Essentially, still. 6.4% in 02, 92, 8.4%. So the media likes to hype this up. And then I also thought, well, what about, you know, just because rates are high doesn't mean it changes home affordability. And I wanted to look at home prices. What is the real market value of median-priced homes over a 40-year period, because I looked at rates for a 30-year period. And this was amazing to me as well. If you look at inflation-adjusted real estate home prices, basically unchanged from the 70s until the 90s, inflation-adjusted. Now, people think that I buy my house now, and 30 years later I wake up and it's worth a lot more money. But on an inflation-adjusted basis, it's really not, per this U.S. housing price data. In 1972, the average home price was $135,000. In 1992, it was only $160,000.
Right.
Not a huge difference. It got up to about $190,000 in 2002. We really peaked out in the mid-2000s around $280,000. That's crazy. That's nuts. But now we're back down to $175,000 in 2012. So in 30 years, 40 years, $135,000 to $175,000 is the average home price. So houses aren't any less affordable than they were years ago. Rates essentially are way better. If you look especially at the 80s, 80s was $140,000 sales price versus $175,000 today. But rates were 16% back then.
Exactly.
So feel good about where we are in interest rates and feel good about where we're going. We can't keep rates low forever. It's not good for our monetary system or the economy. All right. Changing lanes. Let's talk about self-employed and getting a loan. I know it's an issue because of all the restrictions there is today. Are the self-employed, have they been a consistent flow of business in the mortgage market here? Because we are a mecca for small business owners and self-employed.
we do our fair share of self-employed clients and borrowers, for sure. And what percentage and all that and how it relates to an overall larger percentage in other areas, I don't know that. But what I can certainly say is that we do our fair share of them, and we work real hard to, you know, put them through.
So if you're out there and you're self-employed and you're looking, you're thinking about getting a mortgage, what do they need to do first, second, and third to make sure they can get accepted or approved for a mortgage?
Well, first thing you want to do is you want to get with a mortgage loan counselor, for sure. That's the number one thing, and see where you stand with your credit. See what your last 2 years' tax returns to 3 years' tax returns has looked like and how you're filing them and what you're filing. And then look at, obviously, the combination of your credit report and your income to see what you can afford as the third step. And that can be reviewed with a mortgage counselor very easily.
Yeah, besides the normal issues, credit score, debt to income, we know that's going to affect every borrower. But the self-employed gets in there with this fluctuating income.
Yes.
You want 2 years' tax returns.
Yes.
What if a business owner comes to you and they have a really high income level 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and now last year it's came down a bit? How is that calculated?
Well, in that particular instance, they're going to have to average those. They're going to average the two. So you're going to, if it's a 2 year period, you're going to take the totals of the income and divide them by 24.
Will they ever take the lowest, the most recent lowest one?
Certainly they will. If you're continuing to lose, and excuse me, I did say that wrong. I apologize. If you have business was going real good, let's say 11, okay, mm-hmm. in 2011. In 2012, it went down. They're only going to count 2012.
But this is the monkey brain thinking of the mortgage business, no offense. If your income is a little bit higher in 12 than it was 11, they'll take the average.
Yes.
Not the most recent.
Right.
I see their logic, but I think that would frustrate. Is there a range? They say, well, because businesses are going to fluctuate in profitability. Is it how drastic the change is? Or is there always?
No, there's no, that can be.
Because if I did $50,000 of net income in 11 and $40,000 net income in 12, they're not going to take an average and make it 45. They're going to take the 40, the lower, more than likely.
And they're going to take the conservative routes in most cases, okay? And that's kind of how you look at these. And it can be case by case, because it can also be how did the business change and other information that can be provided about the business, or a part of the entity isn't there any longer that was there before. So there's all kinds of things to consider when it comes to that. But generally, when you see a loss, a lower amount than the previous year, they're either going to average those two or count the loss.
Okay. But one key note about being self-employed is that there's expenses that are deductible, depreciation that comes off as a deduction,
yes,
before other business shows profit, whether it be a Schedule C or any other business.
Right.
Some of those expenses can be added back. And it's tricky for the business owners focus on what they know. You know, they're not tax experts for most, right, of them. You need to learn what those add backs are, but so you can get your true income number, right?
Yes.
What are some of the expenses that are added back to income to get a true take-home pay number?
The number one is the depreciation. That's what everybody talks about. And so if you have equipment that's being depreciated, a building, whatever it may be, that depreciation is there and can be added back as direct income to your bottom line. So whatever that number is. The other common one that's mainly there that we get to use a lot of times is mileage.
Taking a mileage deduction.
Correct. Yes. Well, if they take a mileage deduction, we can multiply back out and give them credit towards income for the mileage. It's 23 cents against the number of miles that they had.
23 cents a mile.
Correct. 23 cents a mile.
Because as a business owner, you know, I've been a small business owner since 99.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always continually trying to lower our taxable income because we don't want to have to write that big check come April 15th.
Right.
But that actually hurts you when you want to go get a loan.
Correct.
Would you ever advise someone that maybe, you know they're following the tax rules, but maybe they're allowed to certain deductions for this or that, amend certain tax returns to show previous income?
I don't necessarily always recommend that. I mean, I don't give that type of advice because that's tax advice, but I can say that if you did that, then it looked like the numbers could come back into line because you would be filing this year.
But you'd want to know for sure what the numbers need to be before you start amending some returns or throwing,
right,
off red flags to
that's
the IRS.
Right, for sure. And why are they changing the numbers and all that? In most cases, it becomes, hey, this is where you want to start now.
Right. So going from the people that aren't going to go backwards, people that are going to go forward, they need to do some preparation. What,
yes,
type of preparation do self-employed folks need to do to get mortgages?
First thing that they want to do, obviously, is meet with the mortgage loan counselor to see what type of home, price range, and everything they're looking into, what it's going to cost them, where they stand with their income. Once they have that under control and understand it, then they have to make some moves. They have to file their taxes differently in order to show the income that's necessary.
They want to show most income.
That's correct.
So instead of, for 2013, business owners, if you're thinking about getting a mortgage next year, you're probably going to pay a little bit more taxes.
Yes, and that could average into your 2012. So that's why when we talked earlier in the radio about what time frame, it could be anywhere from a year and a half to 2.5 years that you need to, because you're going to need 2 years tax returns in a lot of cases.
Is it ever more than 2 years?
No.
Never.
No.
And what about, since we're coming to the close of another year, we're coming up on the last quarter of 2013, and my 2011 year wasn't that great. Had a pretty good 2012 year, but now I'm on track. I'm doing better than 2012 in 2013. Is there a way to use what I've made year to date for to qualify for a mortgage?
It's not going to get into the numbers, okay, when the underwriter is going to take the conservative route, but it certainly shows up to date as to where you're at and what you're doing, if the business is viable and it's meeting at least the numbers that it met the year before.
But it's not going to be really taken into a lot of consideration, since that...
Because you can't, because it's not filed, and because we don't know what you're going to file at the end of the year.
So people that are on the fence right now, and having a good 2013, but may not have had a good 2011, it's better for them to wait to January 1, well, at least to the time they file the 2013 taxes in 14, right, then go talk to the mortgage guy, and they get to average 2012 and 13.
And they'll make more money that way.
And they'll show them higher income.
That's correct. That's the philosophy behind what I'm trying to say, is get your counseling, understand where you're at and what you need to do. And in that case, when they average the two, you end up with hopefully enough to do what you want to do.
And do you have an example of this you've used recently? I think you were talking when we came in, someone that was told that she should take some steps to get a loan, but ended up being inaccurate advice, and it really hurt me that she didn't get a loan either way.
Right.
But she ended up spending all the cash. I think this really drives home the point. We encourage everyone out there to shop around, get second opinions, mm-hmm, speak with qualified mortgage professionals. But this is one of the key instances. You can't. You're a self-employed. Your situation is different than the 9-to-5 employee. Right. You need to make sure you're getting the right advice, because you don't want to do things over the next 6 months or year that you think is going to work that's not.
Right. And my advice to this particular person that we were working with was a hairstylist. And hairstylists, you know, obviously get tips and do different things, and how they report their income is important. And if they don't count all the income that they do get, or they use it for expenses, and they take the expenses away from their income, that means they have less income to work with. And so in this particular instance, you know, on paper, this person couldn't afford that house. Okay? Now, if she did some other things, maybe used her cash to pay off some things, if she had cash, to pay off some things in different ways to bring down her debt, mm-hmm, then her income might have worked.
Okay? Right.
But still, even at that, if she's still very tight, she's actually overextending herself in that position. And that's what
she took all the cash, paid off the debt, and now if an emergency happens, she's left with nothing, which could be even harmful to her in the future.
That's correct. And so that is why in my case, that was a loan denial. Okay. And obviously, if you want something bad enough, you're going to try to find a way to do it, mm-hmm, okay? And then put yourself in a really bad financial position, which is what happened to this customer.
So know what the calculation is for your income, because not all the expenses, some of the expenses can be added back to your self-employment income. Depreciation being the number one. So know what your real income numbers are if you're self-employed. Go talk with a lending expert that can walk you through what your income is going to be for the mortgage approval, because they're going to take the last 2 years tax returns, nothing really to do with the current year income, because it's not been reported to the IRS and proven, right?
That is correct.
So, and then you get into the normal qualification, debt to income, credit score, that kind of thing.
Right. Down payment, all the other issues that go into the
down
loan.
Down payment.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, also, they're in preparation, there's something that they mentioned in the article, and that is about taking yourself from being self-employed, and let's say you may work for a corporation, you're just self-employed with them, you're a consultant with them, or you do a specific task for a specific thing, but you're self-employed, okay? Such as a contractor, the contractor may hire subs. Those subs are, you know, they don't get a W-2, they get a 1099. Well, if they were on salary, then we'd be able to use the W-2. But remember, if you go from self-employed to a W-2, you got to go 2 years of W-2.
Got to have 2 years.
2 years of W-2. So it's a
long
term.
You got 2 years of good income history, and it's got to be proven.
That's correct. And that's why I was going back to get with your loan counselor and find out what you need to do if you're self-employed.
So if you had shaky income for less than 2 years, probably not going to get a loan. That's the bottom line.
That's correct.
Well, good stuff, Don. DonDelore.com with Guaranteed Trust, 30 years of experience in the mortgage lending business. DonDelore.com. You're listening to Financial Coaching Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Hope Wilson with Exit Realty. Choosing the right real estate agent can save or cost you thousands of dollars, and of course, time is money. List your home with me and get my 60-day home sale guarantee. Call me, Hope Wilson, with Exit Realty today at 796-4151. That's 796-4151.
You have worked your entire life for what you have, and you deserve to determine how your assets are passed on to your loved ones. Make sure your estate plan is in order by calling John Baker, estate planning attorney, today at 896-5621. Estate planning is not about you, but those you leave behind. For more, go to BakerCouncil.com or call 896-5621.
Would you trust your doctor or surgeon if they had never been to medical school? Of course not. So why trust your financial future to a financial advisor with little training or education? Anyone can call themselves a financial planner or a financial advisor, but a certified financial planner has been extensively trained. My name is Jason Qualls, and I am one of just a few certified financial planners in this area. So ask your current advisor about their education and training. Then call me, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, at 878-2134, or go to jasonquallscfp.com.
Don DeLore here from Guaranty Trust. Guaranty Trust has been Middle Tennessee's home loan expert, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro for over 27 years. Our experienced loan officers work directly with you to create mortgage opportunities tailored to your financial goals. At Guaranty Trust, we're dedicated to educating our clients about the mortgage options available to them. To contact me, Don DeLore, give me a call at 907-2611. Again, 907-2611. I guarantee we will earn your trust.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Hey, honey, what's that behind the pillow?
I don't know. What in the world?
Oh, it's a little something I picked up.
Is this what I think it is?
Oh, it could be.
Is it a ring?
Well, not exactly.
It's a Tennessee lottery ticket.
All That Glitters Instant Game, to be exact.
So what does this mean?
Well, it could mean $20,000. Scratch it. Not me, the ticket.
$20,000 sure does have a nice ring to it. Play the new All That Glitters Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery.
What floor is the VIP Player Suite on?
The VIP Player Suite is online. It's where you can enter your non-winning tickets for a second chance to win big cash.
Right, but isn't there a store or something?
Yes, the VIP store where you redeem your rewards points for cool merchandise is also online.
Online, huh?
Yep, you can join at tnlottery.com.
Is there anything I can do here?
You can buy a ticket over there.
I knew there was a store.
Visit tnlottery.com to become a Tennessee Lottery VIP and start earning points today. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Oh,
Welcome back to Financial Coaching Radio, 893-1450. We have just a few minutes left. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner, and with Don DeLore of Guaranteed Trust. And DonDeLore.com is his website. If you want to get a second opinion on shopping for a mortgage, DonDeLore.com. But I want to remind you once again about the 5K that Guaranteed Trust is putting on October 5th. 5K race, Rutherford Romp is the title of the race. RutherfordRomp.com for more information. Some great sponsors, some local sponsors. Carrabba's is a sponsor. Carriage Lane Inn in downtown Murfreesboro is also a sponsor. Tangerine Salon and Spa and RSU Contractors.
That is correct. Those are our new sponsors this past week.
That's awesome. So it's going to benefit the Child Advocacy Center.
That is correct. In Rutherford and Cannon Counties.
You can also find a link to Rutherford Romp at financialcoachingradio.com, financialcoachingradio.com. And it's going to be 7:30 in the morning on October 5th. It'll be nice and cool, and then lots of other stuff to do that day. I'm going to do it. Are you running too, right, Don?
I am. I'm already signed up, and I encourage everybody to go on and sign up.
Are you training? Have you been training?
I have been. I did it about 9 minutes. 9 minute miles yesterday, so it felt good. And but I'm encouraging everybody to go and sign up. If you know any of your friends that run, we'll just want to get in a morning jog for most of you people that do it all the time. But you know, please get on the website and sign up. There's a link right to active.com that'll take you there to register. Also, if you'd just like to make a donation, that would be fantastic.
That would be awesome.
It's
too.
All on the website for
RutherfordRomp.com. Well, we'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on WGNS. Don, I appreciate you being here.
Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
All right. In the meantime, you can go to JasonQualls.CFP.com, JasonQualls.CFP.com, and learn all about commission-free financial planning. Why is it important to work with a commission-free advisor? No conflicts of interest. If someone has something to sell you, how do you know if you're getting a fair deal and getting a recommendation that's right for you? You don't. So get a second opinion. JasonQualls.CFP.com. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on WGNS.
Been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays at 1 here on WGNS FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.
None of us know what tomorrow may bring. It's not a question of if bad things will happen, it's when. Your loved ones shouldn't have to struggle to make ends meet if you were to die too soon, become sick, or disabled. A sound financial plan is built on a strong foundation, a foundation of proper life insurance, disability insurance, and health insurance. You know you need it, so stop putting it off and call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527. That's 224-9527, or visit CurtisFinancialGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Hope Wilson with Exit Realty. Choosing the right real estate agent can save or cost you thousands of dollars, and of course, time is money. List your home with me and get my 60-day home sale guarantee. Call me, Hope Wilson with Exit Realty today at 796-4151. That's 796-4151.
This is Bill T-